Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
And keep watching, or we'll have to change into a shopping network and sell bad jewelry. Penelope, dear.
Oh, Garfield, hon.
Your Garfield is here.
Let's go someplace that's fun.
Are you in for a treat?
Let's go dancing tonight.
First, I'll take you to eat.
Yeah, I figured you might.
Then we'll go for a walk.
Can we find a new spot?
And we'll have a nice talk.
Where the music is hot?
Then beneath the full moon.
Someplace trendy or chic?
I will sing you a tune.
Like you do every week.
Say, since you live in this restaurant, why should we go eat somewhere else?
We always eat here.
Penelope, the girl for me. The pizzeria where you live is heavenly. As long as you reside there, all the food I want is free. Oh, you're the girl for me.
Garfield, can't we go dancing or do some... What is that?
Hello, baby! Till 3:30, 'cause I'm a dancing cat. Ooh, and that fool can plainly see. Yeah, baby, I'm a dancing cat. So won't you come and dance with me? Yeah. Ooh, now hear my plea, Penelope. Can't you see I come to you on bended knee? I'm a dancing cat with just a shred of dignity. Not much, baby, but I'm a dancing cat. So won't you come and dance with me? I can dance real cool, I dance it warm. If we're caught in a desert, I can dance up a storm. I can dance it slow, or dance it fast. If we're trapped in a mine, I'll dance up a blast. Oh, we both be Penelope. We'll make a perfect couple if you just agree. I'm a dancing cat, baby, and I make no apology. Not one, honey, not one. I'm a dancing cat, so won't you come and dance with me?
Penelope, the girl for me. My song has so much love, it's like a symphony. So what is it that's causing you to want to run and flee? Oh, please come back to me. Penelope, me wait.
Oh, Garfield, you.
Weren't we out on a date?
Can't you see that we're through?
Give a reason at least.
This I cannot forgive.
I just got you a feast.
In the place where I live.
I have tried everything.
This has forced me to choose.
Don't you like how I sing?
How you sing as a snooze.
What's he have that I don't?
Let me send you a list.
I just know that you won't.
I just cannot resist.
Bam-boom. We'll have a rockin' wedding, that's a dancing bride and groom. This ditty, Miss Kitty, is just for you. Yeah, you're even better than catnip or canned chopped kidney stew.
I won't miss her smile or her face. Won't see her when I look any place. I'll just forget her, pretend I never met her. I'll just walk away. Let her stay with Mr. Rock and Roll. I'll just take a solitary stroll. I won't miss her chatter. I'll just get fatter. I'll walk away. Wait a sec, I'm starting now to find I can't get her off my mind. Now that I review it, I guess I blew it. How can I undo it? There must be a way. Hey!
And in a flash I was a star. People came from miles away just to hear me sing and play. My gal,
your gal
will always be my baby. Now other guys may start to sing and get themselves applause, but I will tell you just one thing. Don't you step on my blue suede paws. Now I'm the king of rock and roll. Dress and sing like me, but for all eternity, my gal will always be my baby. My gal will always be my baby.
I love you, Garfield.
Hey, don't crush your suit, babe. It's a rental. Excuse me, baby. I gotta go pose for a stamp.
This is for the car, the trip to Puerto Vallarta, the microwave oven, the refrigerator, and a whole case of car wax. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. In the year 999 AD, Eric the Red established the first Viking colony in Greenland. For the entire prize package, what did he feed his kitty cat? Hurry, time is ticking away. Tick, 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 tick.
Mixed grill?
Buzz, I'm sorry. The correct answer was chopped llama. I'm sorry you missed out on the big prize, but we do have a nice parting gift for you.
You do?
Yes. What do we have for him, Johnny?
It's a rock. This rock is over 2 million years old, and it's all yours for playing You Can't Win.
Just take it. It has a million uses.
Uh-huh. Well, I can only think of one right now, you know.
Now, may we have our next contestant, Johnny?
She's a sheep, and she comes to us all the way from behind the silo. Her hobbies are doing laundry and contradicting people. Say hello to Lanolin Lamb.
Okay, Lanolin, let's get started. Here's your first question.
All right.
In the entire Republic of Venezuela, there is only one dry cleaner run by a man named Al. What is his address? I'm sorry. The correct answer was 1422 Playa del Sol.
Oh, why didn't you start with an easy one?
On this show, that is an easy one.
Well, hi, Wade. Where'd you get the rock?
I won it on Roy's game show.
Oh, you got the big prize.
You're not going on his show?
No, no one can possibly win anything with those questions, so why bother? I'd rather read my book. It's a science fiction book about a guy who could read people's minds and know what they were thinking. Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah. Well, here, have a rock. Maybe you can find a use for it. I can't. Bye.
It was then that he heard the eerie sound again. What's that? It's a flying saucer, and it's real. I didn't dream that up. Hello there. My name is Orson. What's your name?
Melvin.
Melvin?
Uh-huh. My mother's name was Melvin.
Oh, I'm sorry. What brings you to Earth, Melvin?
I am seeking a granular igneous composition of silicate and or other bituminous substances.
Ah, could you give me that in a simpler form?
I need a rock. Ah, here is what I seek. May I have this?
Sure, it's all yours. You need it as a sample of our earth minerals?
No, I just need a paperweight. What would you like in return for this?
Well,
I know. You wish the power to read minds.
How did you know?
I have the power to read minds.
Figures.
Uh-huh. Here, this will enable you with that power.
Hey, this is great! Bye, Melvin! Hey, I wonder if it works, if I could really read minds. Well, I know a good way to put it to the test.
Abraham Lincoln was born in the year 1809. What color was his baby blanket?
What? Well, I don't know.
Blue? Buzz, I'm sorry. It was a green and orange plaid with a teal blue border.
Well, how was I supposed to know that? How's anyone supposed to...
I'm sorry, but that's how we play the game here at You Can't Win. Thanks for stopping by.
Don't I get a consolation prize?
I'm all out of rocks. We have time for one more contestant. Who's it gonna be, Johnny?
He's a pig, and his hobbies are reading books and wallowing in mud. A nice You Can't Win welcome for Orson Pig.
Orson Pig, you know how the game is played, so let's get right to it. In the year 1762, Catherine the Great became Tsarina of Russia.
A cheese omelet.
What did she have for Christmas dinner that year? That's right, a cheese omelet.
Wow, you're something, Ors.
All right, let's try a tougher one. Here we go.
2,219,790.71.
What is the exact square acreage of Yellowstone National Park? Oh, that's correct. All right, last question. This is for the car, the trip, the microwave, and a whole bunch of other junk.
Joe DiMaggio, 1947.
You win.
Yay!
Yay! Oh, shut up! Look, this never happened to Pat Sajak.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Orson, are you...
No, I'm not really going to keep Roy's car or any of the other prizes. I just wanted to teach him not to run a crooked game show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give back the refrigerator, too.
Oh, I was just...
What do you mean I could stand to lose a few pounds?
Well, man, you could. But how'd you know I was thinking...
Orson, calm down.
Oh, you think I'm bossy, and that I give everybody else orders, and then I spend all day reading books, huh?
Well, you do sometimes, but I didn't say...
No, but I know what you're thinking, and I know what you're thinking, too.
Well, I'm not thinking anything.
Oh, yes, you are. You're thinking that I'm your friend, and you're worried why I'm acting like this.
Yeah, Yeah, that's sort of some of what I was thinking, yeah.
And that no matter how I act, I'm still your friend, and I always will be. And you, you're all thinking the same thing. Excuse me, guys, I gotta go throw something away.
Gee, what do you think that was all about?
Beats me.
I got a hunch that somebody learned something he realized he'd, like, be better off not thinking about, man.
I guess we don't want to hear everything that's on other folks' minds.
Melvin, did you really give an Earthling one of the mind-reading amulets?
That is affirmative, Mother Melvin.
Do you think he's smart enough to know what to do with it?
Let me check. Yep, he knew exactly what to do with it.
Fine. Say, what is that?
It is a rock.
What does it do?
It stops things from blowing off my desk.
What will they think of next?
Delicious tasting Elvis stamps.
It is a beautiful day out there, and the sun is shining. This is the kind of day you want to get outside and enjoy the world.
Ah, perfect.
Hi, folks! Madman Murray here to tell you about all the bargains at Madman Murray's Monday morning midnight sale. Giving stuff away. Advantage of a stupid person.
I've seen this.
I have no concept of the value of money. People, 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 attention. I'm Demented Dave, and I'm selling stuff so cheap you could die. I'll be out of business in an hour. Come on. Take something away before they take me away. Taxi.
This is not what I had in mind when I suggested you go outside.
This is outside. Excuse me, my popcorn's ready.
Okay, that's it. I have to go shopping. Coming with me will get you out of the house for a while.
Step right in, folksies! Bargains galore! Stuff so cheap, I'll practically pay you to take it. A clock radio for 6 cents. Ooh. Kitchen sinks, 2 for $1. How do I do it? Well, why do I do it? A washer-dryer combo for 19 cents.
Lord Humor.
Oh, you have got a nerve, pal. Building a crooked discount house right across the street from my crooked discount house.
It's free enterprise, pal. I can do whatever I want. Oh, Lord, here comes a customer.
Customer?
Hey,
listen, madman.
No, you listen, Demented. This is my street.
Not anymore, pal. I'm grabbing every customer that comes this way and running you out of the business.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see about that.
Let's see. We need lasagna, chocolate chip cookies, ice cream, cereal.
I want to buy a t-shirt. We'll stop here at Madman Murray's and see if he has any.
John, you have to learn. Never buy from recurring characters.
Madman Murray is a customer. I have to bait him away from there. He has a cat. Give me something that'll lure a cat over here.
Maybe a mouse?
That's a pretty fat cat. Give me some lasagna.
You've come to take advantage of me. Well, go ahead. Take anything at any price. Take a TV, a VCR, a washer-dryer combo.
Actually, I'd like a T-shirt.
A T-shirt?
John's going to be lucky to get out of here with his pants. I know that smell, and I love it.
Gotcha.
Didn't get you, but I will.
If you get the cat, the customer will follow.
Come back here, lasagna. Boy, I hate fast food.
Oh, boy. This is a big one. Hey, oh, look. I caught a catfish. You get it? Catfish.
Well, never mind. They all can't be gems.
This refrigerator comes complete with automatic ice straightener, milk aging compartment, and built-in butter crisper.
But I only wanted a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt. It comes with a T-shirt.
Where's my cat?
And a cat. It comes with a cat. Whatever you want, it comes with whatever. Hey, you can't leave. You haven't bought anything yet.
Garfield, what are you doing over here?
You've seen me do this before. It's a little thing I do called eating lasagna.
Welcome! Welcome! Demented Dave will find you the stereo system of your dreams.
But I only wanted a T-shirt.
Here you go. Come on. The double preamp circuit integrated, decibel rated, neighbor deafening blastron, 13 sound system. I can't repeat it again. Guaranteed to cause a power failure for 6 blocks in any direction.
Those are big speakers. They won't even fit in my house.
With the Blaston 13, you don't put the speakers in your house. You ready? You put your house in the speakers.
But I only wanted a T-shirt. I don't
Let me demonstrate.
The nerve. Trying to sell this guy an overpriced junky stereo when I was about to sell him an overpriced junky refrigerator. Come on! I have a steam-powered freezer you'll love!
I just want a T-shirt.
Sure. You like golf? Not in the market for a stereo? Well, fair enough. I just got a new device that fastens a live cow, you hear me? A cow to your ceiling. Yeah, imagine, instead of milk baths, you can take showers.
This washing machine is part of a combo. Where's the dryer? Oh, well, that's much better.
Hey, that's my customer.
No. I saw him first.
Yeah. I saw him second.
I'd better settle this before they rip John in 2 pieces and sell him at a half-off sale.
He's buying from me.
No, he's buying from me.
I only wanted a T-shirt.
What's that newspaper, Cat?
Hey, let me see that. Companies finding success in mergers.
Joining forces saves expenses, maximizes profits. Hey, what about that? Hey, you want to team up, Madman?
If it makes us more money, Demented, why not?
Ah, they're soon to discover the world's most dangerous curse. May you have partners. Murray and Dave's magnificent discount place.
I feel lucky. I got out for under $1,000.
Nice selling job, partner.
I'll do even better when I start doing our new TV commercial.
Yeah. What do you mean you're doing them? I do the TV commercial.
Oh, no. Contraire, you do not.
Oh, but I do. Well, why in the world would I let you do commercials when I am known for saying,
come on now!
Remind me. We gotta stop someplace on the way home so I can get a T-shirt.
You can't afford it.